From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Gulf Arab states continue launching attacks against advancing Shia Houthi rebels in Yemen. Gulf states continued to launch airstrikes Thursday, begun Wednesday, against Shia Houthi rebels in southern Yemen. The strikes follow a request for assistance from the government of embattled President Abrabo Mansour Hadi. The White House said the U.S. is coordinating with the Saudi-led military coalition, but not taking a direct military action. Rebels, meanwhile, took control of a nearby airbase and Aden's international airport Wednesday. Yemen's foreign minister Riyad Yassin warned that what's happening now will change the political geography of the region if the Houthis manage to control all the country, allowing, in his words, the Iranians to take control of the region for thousands of years. Meanwhile, the whereabouts of President Hadi are not known. Nigerian officials say the country's land and sea borders will be sealed from now until after Saturday's national election to ensure security. The vote, already postponed once over security concerns in the northeast, is a crucial ballot as the nation combats an Islamist insurgency. Authorities have already announced a total restriction on movement during Saturday's polling hours to cut down on political violence. In the commercial capital, Lagos, voters like Sheriff Ilunua expect a peaceful vote but remain anxious.
The rumors just underground, the election will be tough, but we are not really seeing any action of both sides. I believe everything will take go well from our own fate.
Ahead of the ballot, a Nigerian government spokesman said the Islamist insurgent group Boko Haram's militants kidnapped as many as 500 people, including many children, from the town of Damasak in Borno State, a town that borders Niger. This is VOA News. An unnamed crash investigator is quoted by the New York Times as saying one of the pilots of that ill-fated German Wings A320 that crashed in the French Alps Tuesday had left the cockpit and was unable to get back in despite repeated attempts before the crash. He cites information gleaned from a damaged voice recorder recovered from the crash scene. All 150 people on board perished. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah head to New York Thursday and talks with U.N. officials. Wednesday, Mr. Ghani addressed a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress and paid tribute to U.S. military and economic support and spoke of the future relationship.
On your side, you've reaffirmed your commitment to support Afghanistan. On our side, we will focus on self-reliance. To get there, we've initiated reforms that will create a self-sustaining Afghanistan. I know American people are asking the same question as the Afghan people. Will we have the resources to provide a sustained basis for our operations? And the answer is, within this decade, we will.
Tuesday, President Obama announced the 9,800 U.S. troops in Afghanistan will stay at the same level through the year without being cut by half as originally planned. Six people were killed Wednesday in Kabul when a suicide attacker detonated a car bomb. At least 22 others were wounded close to the presidential compound. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Switzerland for deadline negotiations with his Iranian counterpart on Tehran's nuclear program. Before leaving Washington Wednesday, he said the alternative is uncertainty.
What happens if, as our critics propose, we just walk away from a plan that the rest of the world were to deem to be reasonable? And that could happen. Well, the talks would collapse. Iran would have the ability to go right back, spinning its centrifuges and enriching to the degree they want, if they want, if that's what they choose. And the sanctions will not hold.
Western negotiators are trying to restrain development of Iran's nuclear weapons for years in exchange for a gradual easing of sanctions. Israel's president formally asked Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Wednesday to form a new government after his conservative Likud party won last week's parliamentary election. He has as long as 6 weeks to do so. U.S. envoy to South Sudan Donald Booth Wednesday urged the warring factions to resume peace talks. His remarks in Juba came a day after the U.N. warned of imposing sanctions against anyone who undermines a peace effort. The World Health Organization says the three hardest-hit West African countries recorded their lowest weekly total of new cases of Ebola last week. But Liberia says a woman is the country's first confirmed case of the deadly virus in more than a month. In Sierra Leone, officials Wednesday postponed the reopening of schools that were shuttered 8 months ago to halt the spread of Ebola. Schools had been set to reopen Monday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.